into the swing of things. We were up to last week. So, of course, we've been talking for already many weeks that Halacha would never deal with the Surya Chila and Surya Na. There's a Gadi principle called Shaloi Kederach. Remember, Shaloi Kederach Chila, Shaloi Kederach Na. So, pretty much that's going to translate to mean not an Issa Min HaTorah. Like I said, there are a couple of exceptions to that rule. One of them being Bas Nechala, the other being Kelly Hanshi. And the reason the Gemara singles these two out is because there's no Lashon Achila. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that the Bachor for the Pitur Shaloi Kederach is from the word Achila. Achila has a certain connotation. Therefore, the presence of the word Achila leads us to the Pitur. The absence of the word Achila, obviously, does not lend us the direction of Pitur. So it's clear from the Gemara that the magic word is the Sugya of the word Achila. The problem is that the Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah speaks about eating something which is nifsa me'achilas adam. Now again, chametz may be different for other reasons, but most isuri achila, the shear is nifsa me'achilas adam. If it's nifsa me'achilas adam, so then it becomes kosher. And the Gemara says, what's the mocha for that? And it's a pasuk. Nevela shein really ger, l'sof l'kol nevela, l'geshem sh'arech, l'nechala. Only nevela that's edible for human consumption is called nevela. If it dips beneath that point, it's not called nevela anymore. So the obvious problem is, well, they seem to be the same halacha. They seem to be two sides of the same coin, yet two very, very different makairas for the same halacha. That becomes the problem. So when we formulated this kasha at the end of the show last week, we presented this kasha in the name of Rebbe Yehoshua. It's kind of crazy with place D. But the Rebbe Yehoshua didn't just ask the question just like that. He formulated the question based on the Lashon HaRambam. Because the Rambam, when he lumps together all the different examples of Shaloi Kederach Achila, so he throws together in one breath either the case of the person who eats the spoiled food, or the person who eats the raw food, the person who eats the very, very hot food. Ram doesn't differentiate whether this food is spoiled forever and ever, whether it's something that's just raw right now. Ram says, if tachas, the bottom line is, it's Shaloi Kederach, Shaloi Kederach. So why don't you tell me that the din of Nevel Shem and Leger, and the din of Shluk, and even Chel Chai, are basically the same halacha, that's the kasha that the Yosef actually has. So we did take a careful look at the Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah. It was on some arbitrage at some point. I don't know what point, so we'll just, whoever has the matter. Okay. The source for the din of Nevel Shem and Leger is the whole Gemara in Avodah Zarah. And of Samech Zayin, the Gemara says the Sanya bottom of Samech Zayin Beis Lo Socho Nevela. The Geishav Shirek Nevena called Ruli Geir Kuri Nevela. She Ain Ruli Geir Ain Kuri Nevela. The Gemara says that particular brisa happens to be the Tana Rabbi Shimon speaking. Just a small piece of information. It happens to be Rabbi Shimon who is the author of that brisa. I mean, it's a nice piece of information. Always important to know who the author of brisa is, but Menenu, what does that add to the story? He says if you have an option, well, I'll go one step further. Rabbi Shimon happens to have a very, very unique shita about Macholos Asuros in contrast to everybody else. There is a halacha Moshe Mesinai called the Shiur of Kizayin. I think most of the famous, many, many places. Shiur in a halacha Moshe Mesinai. All the dinim that govern Kizayin, Kibetz, Sevens, Alamas, Tempah, all those dinim are all pure halacha Moshe Mesinai. And the Shiur Achilon called Tarkula is, of course, the Shiur of Kizayin. There's a machlokes Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon and Maseches Machas. What exactly does that statement mean? When the Moshe was meis to Moshe Rabbeinu, this shiur b'kizayis, stam achila b'kizayis, l'gabi which halacha is that nimsa? Now we know chatzis shiur asa ben haTorah. We pass the Rabbi Yochanan. Even eating the smallest amount is asa ben haTorah. Obviously, the shiur halacha Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't given vis-a-vis the Yisrael Chiyu. Especially if we eat less b'kizayis, also asa ben haTorah. So what was the shiur given? What was the kavanah of the halacha Moshe Rabbeinu? That differentiates between more than a kazayas and less than a kazayas. So if it's not vis-a-vis the Yisr, what must it be? Vis-a-vis the Einish, right? Well, concerning the Einish. The Einish and Malkus. Most Isuri Achila carried them in Malkus, some carried them in Karas also. We'll take an easy one, Chazir. So the Halach Moshe Mesinai, that although the Yisr Achila and Chazir is even Bachas, the kazayas, the Shir, the Gabi Einish is a kazayas. That's what everybody said. All the Tanakh said, with the exception of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, "Kosher la'inish also." that had eaten the smallest amount of chazi also chayav malchus. So in Cain, what was Allah Moshe Mesinai of kezayis for? Lo neber kezayis el inin korban zokhtu b'shini. If shirin machos asura, such as chayv adam, Pesach, if you eat a certain amount of these things b'shayim, you have to bring a korban chathas, because if you do it b'mezi b'chayv koris, so if you do it b'shayim chayv korban chathas, how much do you have to eat of chayv of adam in order to be chayv of a korban b'shayim? Zokhtu b'shimon, al ze nemra halach mosh m'sini of kezayis. Lo nemra kezayis el the korban b'lvav, zokhtu b'shimon. But the gabi, the oynesh, Yechayev Malchus, even on a kosher. Now, the reason why we don't think of Rabbi Shimon's leave, whatever Rabbi Shimon's term, that's Yochid. But don't forget, that was Rabbi Shimon's sheep. So Rabbi Shimon, the Heilige Tana of Shimon Bayochai, close to like everybody, the Heilige Tana of Shimon Bayochai has two interesting pieces of information for us about Machalos HaSulis. One is, he has this unique sheep, that's Yochid, that Yechayev Malchus, even for eating less than Shear. And number two, he happens to be the author of the braisa that says that Nevel Shem Ligir is in a Kurdan. So you may be wondering, okay, that's right. That's nothing to do with each other. So comes the Vesan Abshitz now with the next part of Rishon LeZion. He says, this already is not his own, this he already quotes already from earlier, from the Marshal. It's the Marshal that has the following suggestion. Comes the Marshal and he says, Rabbi Shimon, who's such a super duper machmir in Machos HaSuras, who holds that even Pachos Shir is not just an issue of Torah, but it carries with it Malchus, Rabbi Shimon denies our Sugi Masechus Pesachim. Our Gemara in Pesachim that says that Ochel Chelel Chai is Pachim, our Gemara we talked about for the last month about this absolute Chaykvel Yav Ruchus Machos HaSuras, it has to be Kederach Achiva. Rabbi Shimon denies that. Rabbi Shimon holds, just as Rabbi Shimon is machmir that chatishir carries with the malchus, so too shalaykeh derech achila carries with the malchus as well. That's the next. That's already statement Moshlom says in the Marshal. So also Sadimian, there's an equation on the board up there that pachos mikashir is the same as shalaykeh derech achila. That's point number two. So again, so far we have Rabbi Shimon has a unique sheet about Pachos Mikashir. He has a unique sheet about Shalai Kederech. All rolled into one. Says with Yosef Naimishitz, now we understand exactly what Gemara of Zara is talking about. When the Gemara of Zara finds Rabbi Shimon quoting a pasuk, Nevelish Enu Ligair, Enu Kri Nevela, Zokhtar Yosef Naimishitz, that's Rabbi Shimon Lashitaso, who needed that pasuk. Only Rabbi Shimon has that drasha. Everybody else doesn't accept that drasha. You know why? Because we don't need it. It's a superfluous drasha, according to us. According to everyone else who holds that chati shir, there's no malchus. And everybody else who holds, therefore, shalai kederach is potur. So we who already subscribe to a din of shalai kederach derived from the magic word achil, there's no need for a drasha of nevela shir ligir. It's only Rabbi Shimon who doesn't accept our sugya that needs that special zesachasa to tell me that when the chetza is already ruined, it's already oist nevela, it's already ruined, permanently ruined from a shem nevela, Rabbi Shimon agrees, b'chiyagav niyapotah. But the regular din of shalai kederach, the eight chet of chai, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. That's our pilpul, shalotar, it's our chidish of yezach. So Rabbi said, we have to analyze this properly now. Because this something here, there's a diamond here, there's a jewel here. You just gotta polish it up a little bit. What was the lumbus of the Marshal and Gerson Emissions? What was the lumbus that has to be explained? He just made a Lashitasa. In order to offend for all the loose ends of the sugya, what was the Lashitasa? What's the punchline of the chat? What's the equation on the board? Shaloi Kederech equals Pachas Mikashir. The Rabbanan who accept Pachas B'Kashir being Pater, they hold Shalai Kederach as Pater. Rabbi Shimon who denies Pachas B'Kashir being Pater, denies Shalai Kederach. I ask you about that. Who's masking for that equation? Who do you think? Do you guys like that equation? I don't see any necessity to subscribe to that equation. Well, what was it?
I think it doesn't have a formal principle of Achila.
Well, I mean, everyone agrees to Achila. It's just a question of, are we calling this action Achila or not? So just because Rabbi Shimon says that quantitatively he has a different definition of chilul, why does that change in terms of ishul
kedusha? Right, like he has a looser.
Right. So there's no question he has a looser definition. The question is there a connection to looseness in this English? I mean, I'm masking Rabbi Shimon's very, very machmer in ochos chilul. For positive, he holds if I mach for less than kedus. Why does that translate to ishul kedusha? How would we begin to attach? This is really the main point of Shiva. So I always tell a Bachman Shiva. My math isn't so great. But one thing I can say about when you have an equation on the board, you cannot begin to discuss whether A equals B unless you know two pieces of information. You have to really understand what A is, if you realize what B is. If you understand each one independently, then you can begin to discuss whether they're the same or not. So Rabbi said we have to take a step back and learn that sugya again properly. What's the nature of the din of shul kedusha achila? Why is shul kedusha achila pata? Think about this. It's not called achila. Right? I don't tell them about that. So before we can discuss why shul kedusha achila is pata, what you have to push this step back a little bit.
What is
the achila that the Torah says you're not allowed to do? First, let's define what you're not allowed to do, and then tell me why this is not included in what you're not allowed to do. So I want to ask a basic fundamental question. We've touched on this chakir already earlier this year. The Torah says a lot of things are also b'achila. Pesach is also b'achila. Chelev is also b'achila. Chazer, Nevel, a lot of things are also b'achila. Yesh madun, fundamental chakir. What's the nature of all machalos asuras in the Torah? Is machalos asuras fundamentally an isra pu'ula? Is it fundamentally an issur ma'is, as an action? Moshel bo devedayne. On Shabbos, l'sasuk v'malach v'ksim. The ma'is of malach is also. The ma'is of writing two letters is also. The ma'is of striking a match is also. The ma'is of carrying a shizram is also. That's what achila is. It's an issur, a pa'ula, issur, and you call it ma'is. It's a ma'is achila. Then you got to talk to the gastroenterologist and figure out, the fish left us there, it's relevant, we needed him today. What exactly achila is? So Rabbi Yechad gives off achila is, I know it's goron, it goes down the throat, whatever that means. Rabbi Shmolki says, we got to go into the kishkis, whatever that means. So you can filter about what is called achila, but it's fundamentally a ma'is achila. Or, could we revamp the definition of achila? Maybe we're talking in the wrong language. If it's not an issur pa'ula, what is it?
It's a
totsa. Totsa, which totsa? What's happening after you eat? For those who are eating anything this week, probably not too many of us are eating too much food this week. It's always a good week for losing weight.
Seva, consumption of the food.
Let's put a halachic terminology on it.
Seva?
Give me a halachic term. What have we been spending 6 months talking about? Hanoah. I enjoyed it. Right? I was mad after the food. Right? Could one argue that the real punchline of Machos Asuras is the Hanos Achila? Now, the only way to accomplish Hanos Achila is to do a Ma'is Achila. If I take food and I give myself an iron, give things of glucose, IV or something, and now I'm not hungry or I'm not thirsty, that's not called Hanos Achila. Hanos Achila has to come about through a Ma'is Achila, but the Ma'is Achila is almost a Hechitimtza. Ma'is achila is almost just a physical way to get to the point of hanos achila, but the real name of the game is hanos achila. So I'll give you an interesting lesson from Chazal. It's indeed in the watching. The Gemara Chulin quotes the Bechayk, as I just referenced a moment ago, between Rabbi Yechem and Shlokish. What is the moment of truth vis-a-vis achila? Is achila determined at the moment of when it goes down the garon, down the throat, or is it determined at the moment it goes into the stomach? And anyway, it has an interesting nafkamina. It's a good thing there's no food at the shir. What's a good nafkamina? Throws up. The guy swallows him, he immediately throws up. Did he do my sechil or not? I probably told over the story. If I didn't, I'll tell it now. Please, if you didn't eat supper yet, so hold off to eat supper on this one. My sechil kachoya. I was learning in an illustrious yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, which I remain nameless, since everybody knows where I learned. In Kerem Yavne, so I lost to mention it, but I just mentioned it. So my sechil kachoya, a guy once walked into the Beis Medrash late at night. Sitting there, he came in white. Said, there's the following Shaila. He said, he went back to his room. It went at night, it was dark in the room. The room was sleeping, didn't want to wake him up. And Nebuchadnezzar was hungry. So he had some empty cake his parents had just brought him like a couple months before. And he didn't want to turn on the light. So he just cut himself, pulled off his empty cake. He started to eat it, and it tasted very bad. It didn't taste right. So he walked over to the light a little bit, and he saw swarming with ants. So he realized he had swallowed a mouthful of ants. Went back to Bishnedish with the following Lomda Shashat, and I'm a chuyuf to throw up. That was a shat. So he said to him, it's a machlegis of Yech and Rish Lakish. He said, according to Rish Lakish, yes, because you didn't reach Haros Me'ayim yet. So you can prevent the machol as soon as happening. You got to do whatever you can. According to Yech, you didn't already finish the new game by throwing up. That was the innocent. Whether it was right or not, okay, that was the innocent. So it's interesting, when the Gemara and Chulin discusses the machlegis of Yech and Rish Lakish, the Gemara uses the following terminology. Hanos Goroin or Hanos Me'ayim. It's for Hanos. What does it mean, Zahan? What did the Gemara say? Is a chilu defined by maisa? You read this oichel secha garin, or you read this secha? The Gemara uses the word hanah, because hanah is an integral part of the definition of hanah of a chilu. So yesh don lachot, yesh ladun. What's the nature of machalos asus? Anyone else any rayas?
What does
Rosh
Hashanah say by tachav lachaver leisab liya? Still not
going to
be called
Hanos. Well, I mean, again, if the guy, it's still called Hanos. I mean, the guy's not too excited about doing it.
You're not doing a
Maisa Chila. No, Maisa Chila doesn't mean you pick up the food and put it in your mouth. I mean, the food goes down. That's what the Maisa Chila is.
Yeah, I think so.
I would have the Raya's. It's not fair. If I would have asked Shalom next week, a lot of people would have had a Raya, because it's next week's Daf Yomi. The beginning of the second part of the Daf Yomi condition. The Gemara quotes from a place that tonight, where the Yesh, Shalich, is not there. We have the Basit Einstein. One time, Shaman himself, before Bisham, Shaman himself held the Yeshlech of Ba'avera. The Gemara says that there's an exception according to Shaman. What's the exception? What if I appoint you as a Shaliach to go eat Chaza for me? If you go eat Chaza, you have in mind to be waiting to be in the Chilas Chaza. The Gemara says, nah, even Shaman agrees that you're Chayav and I'm part of the wife. And remember the Washington Gemara? Well, that's the reason for Yeshlech of Ba'avera. But according to Shama, Yeshlech of Ba'avera, but even Shama concedes that Machos Sus is both. Why? Oh, because of Jews. Lo Matzinu Zen Nenem Zem is Chayim. He said, we never find such a thing. One guy's Nene and the other guy's Chayim. What does that Lashon mean? If you hold that the nature of the Yeshlech of Machos Sus is a Maisa Chila, so Shama, good luck, you can have Shlech of Maisa. According to Shama, if you point the Shlech to kill somebody, so you're Chayim. There's Shlech of the Maisa Chila. So why can't you have shlichus the ma'isa chila? The answer is because the ma'isa chila is not the key. The key is the ma'isa chila is just hechetim to the hanah. And lo matzid is v'nen of zem is chayev. So we're not so far off to say that machos asuros is fundamentally rooted in hanah. If that's the case, so now if we begin to analyze the tachah, why should look at the chlotim? So it's not hanah. I'm going to add one word to what you said. It's not hanah.
That came with it.
It's not. One word between the word not and hanah. It happens in that norm, but that's not the word I'm looking for. It's not enough hanah. Shalikidara. It's not enough hanah. It's chaser in the what? What key word am I looking for in halacha? It's chaser in the shear of hanah. If the yisr is hanah, so then what's called the how much hanah do you need? How do you measure what's called an os? That's what Chazal tell us in Tzachim and Asher. You say that when you do something kederech, so when you did something kederech, oh, you did it kederech, so kederech is X amount of an os. If you eat it, shalogi, if I eat the chel of chai, how much did I enjoy chel of chai? Who eats and enjoys chel of chai? The hano that I receive from achilas chel of chai is not enough. If the nature of the achila, if the nature of the yisur achila would be a mice achila, what's the difference? I ate it raw, I ate it hot, I ate it cold, I ate it cooked, I didn't say mice achila, chel, trachos went down my throat. Why should I be fought? So the answer is no. The linked in this din, linked in our sugya, is this yisur, that the nature of the yisur of achos asuras is hanor shavoy. And whenever the hanor is done, not in the normal manner, it's chaser in the shir. So the din of shlekiderech is a chisor in the shear of hanor shavoy.
If that's the case, and if you eat five times the amount, maybe you get then sufficient hanor, which will equal the hanor you get out of
the meal. I don't know whether it's too complicated algebra for me. X times, I'm not sure we would do that. No, who sees the direction we're going in, Rabbi say?
That's the shear.
Oh, so basically what we're saying is that shlekiderech is like a din of chatzishir. It's mamshach a din of chatzishir. No? Who does that fit in nice to now? That's true according to the Rabbanon. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who says, Chatzashir is the rice with the Chiyum Malkus, the Chatzashir carries with the Chiyum Malkus, so then how is Shalaki Derech in the Mutter? Shalaki Derech is Mutter because it's like a Chatzashir, ain't a Chatzashir. Chatzashir is a Chatzashir, I could say the word. Chatzashir, we call Chatzashir the Chatzashir in Kamos, it's Chatzashir in quantity. Shalaki Derech is a Chatzashir in Hanoshavoy. But they're both rooted in the principle of a Shir Shalom and Kadosh the Chatzashir. Rabbi Shimon doesn't talk that language. The Chosrus doesn't speak to Rabbi Shimon in those terms, and therefore Rabbi Shimon Lashitos. So with the Marshal and Yosef Abishad said that the two dinim of Tali Zebizeh, Shalaki Derech is totally on Chatzashir, and therefore Rabbi Shimon doesn't buy into both, and not just because it's a loose definition of Achila. It's Hanuhach, it's the same word.
Why can't Rabbi Shimon say that any Hanah? See, we describe it as it's not enough Hanah. And that's why
Chatzashir. Right. So you want to tell me Shalaki Derech is nothing. Shalaki Derech is mamish nothing. I mean, is that true? I don't know. You have to ask one guy eats chelav bevoshu, and you ask chelav chai. If I get something out of it. So it's I don't know, maybe. I mean, those with this weird mashal would probably say like Danny's saying that it's that Shalaki Derech is worse, and not worse, it's less. Maybe it would say like you, maybe. But I can hear the clear. I can hear the spark. It's not a good spark. But there's a loose thread to this spark. But we're correct that on the board we're making an equation now between the din of Chatzashir and the din of Shalaki Derech, but they're not identical. You know they're not identical? Chatzashir and Kamos is not Chaim Halkis, but it's what? It's also
Gereisa.
It's also Gereisa. Shalaki Derech is not also Gereisa. So why is that true? If our equation is so right, so correct, so then the corollary of this equation should be that, well, just as Shavoy Kederech is Mamash Mutim in a Torah, Chatzashir should also be Mutim in a Torah. That's not true. What's the difference? Why do they part ways?
Chatzashir can mature into
a... So what are you saying? The magic words? Chazal Tzirufei. You're quoting the Gemara Maseches Yuma. Right? The Gemara Maseches Yuma says, why is Chatzashir also in a Torah? The Gemara says, Chazal Tzirufei. Because true, it's chaser now, but in 2 minutes from now, it'll become a shisholim if you just keep on eating. Shalaki Derech, unlike what you suggest, Shalaki Derech, as much as you eat, there's no way you can turn Shalaki Derech into Kederech. So they're the same fundamentally, except for that one quirk. That one quirk is what explains the way that one's also going to start, one's also going to drop on. So it comes out that Rabbi Shimon, the Shittasu, doesn't buy into the general quirk of Shalaki Derech. But even Rabbi Shimon buys into the Nevel Shem Lulager. Why? Because the Nevel Shem Lulager, according to Rabbi Shimon, is not Shalaki Derech. The Nevel Shem Lulager is what? It's not a Chetzef and Treifetz anymore. It's once it's reached the point where it's no longer no longer possible to return to the status of Treifetz, then it's always Treifetz. It's lost the Chetzef and Treifetz. Chelev Chai never lost the Shem Treifetz. It's still a Chetzef and Chelev. It's only the Nevel Shem Lulager that loses the Shem Treifetz. It comes out that both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan agree that the Nevel Shem Lulager is not a Nisa Deraisa, but for radically different reasons. According to the Rabbanan, you don't have to come on to this. There's no Xeris HaKos, you don't need Xeris HaKos. According to the Rabbanan, the Nevel Shem Lulager is not also the Deraisa, the same way the Chelev Chai is not also the Deraisa, but it's the Chisor and the Shir HaNoshavoy. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't buy into that din of Chisor and the Shir HaNoshavoy, Rabbi Shimon, the only way for Rabbi Shimon to formulate a Ptur in the Nevel Shem Lulager is to say that it's a Chisor and the Chefza. So Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan end up in the same place, Lamaisa, by Nevel Shem Lulager, albeit Lagamri, different Lamdos. One's a din in the Chisor of the Shir, one's a din in the Chisor of the Chafs. Different worlds, different languages, different Lamdos together.
So Rabbi Shimon would agree with like what happened in the Rambam, so something is totally spoiled.
Totally spoiled. It's in the Muslim in the Torah, but not because it's Chisor of the Shir. Rabbi Shimon doesn't talk that language.
Right.
But it's not a Chafs of the Dreyfus. So this is all Rabbi Yonasin Ayyub Shis is Bahalach. But now it gets to trouble with the exceptions. Because the Gemara Maseches Pesachim. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim said there are two exceptions to the rule of Shalaki Derech. One was the exception of Bas B'cholov, and one was the exception of Keli HaKeren. The common denominator is neither of them use a Lashon Achila. According to Yosef Avishitz, who's telling us now that Levidon, the Rabbanon, the Rambam, the Pasuk of Halacha, that the emissary reason why Nevel Shem Lulager is Potter, the emissary reason is because it's Shalaki Derech. That's the reason. There is no drasha Lulager Shem Sherech according to the Rabbanan. It's a superfluous drasha. There's no need for that drasha. It doesn't exist. It's not true. So So the real emes of tour of Nelson Tam, the real tour of the Vashun Lager is rooted in Shalaki Dachil. It's the same tour Shalaki Dachil, and therefore doesn't apply neither by Kila Kamer or by Boston. The Gemara says in Masechet Berezara, how do you know the din of, if you have a kli that's an Inner Ben Yaiman? If I have a pot that hasn't been used for 24 hours, I cooked chazer in the last week, and I cooked kosher food in it, how do you know it doesn't trape up the food? What's the marker for that din? Gemara says, after 24 hours, whatever tam's inside is next to tam of gam. And how do you know this is a tour versus tam of gam? So Gemara says, well, that's the tour versus tam of gam. It's the same as the veil of invention we really get. So it comes out, according to Mishnah Torah, the din, if I have a pot that I cooked chazer in, and now I cook kosher food in it, I cooked chazer in it last week, and I cook kosher food in it, so all the tam that comes shooting out tastes terrible. It's nice in time of gam, it's a ruach inside the walls of the kedera, so it tastes terrible now. Ultimately, why is that food kosher in the Torah? Based on Shalok Yedek Achila, right? According to the Rabban and the Rishon, it's based on Agamon Tzachim. If that's the case, so then, in what area of Allah is that not going to apply? The tour of 24 hours is not going to apply where? For Bas B'chol, right? According to Rabbi Yosef, I've just connected that. Rabbi Yosef and Abish just told, the Rambam told us. The Rambam told us that the din of Nevela Shirin Lager and the din of Shalat Yachila Mamash Hanoha. It's the identical din according to us. We're not Rabbi Shirin, people are Rabban people. So it comes out that any application of a 24 hours of a Kli, Kedesh Shirin Ben Yomo, is going to be rooted in the din of Eina Ruya Lager. It's going to be rooted, I'm sorry, in the din of Shalat Yachila, which by definition multiplied by Bas B'chol. That's Agamar. Right? Agamar is the perfect. That's by Bas B'chol. What's the problem with what I say? Do you realize the significance of what I just said? It's all the time. A guy comes to me with a shayla, a rabbi, we just messed up something in the kitchen. I stuck my milchik spoon in, I start to stir my pot of chili, my milchik ladle. What's the first question the rabbi asks? When was a ladle used last? Why do I ask that question? Because the Shulchan Aruch told me to ask that question. Because all the Rishonim say that's the first question to ask. Why is that so important? Because if the answer to that question is that the ladle was used, it's an Eina Ben Yom, it was used more than 24 hours, it can't ruin anything. The ladle itself becomes true. I will deal with that later. It can't ruin the children. You can take a milchik ladle that was used 48 hours ago, stick it in, it's het gomer, the children's het gomer. Why? According to what we just said, we just connected the dots. Bas B'chol, you don't have a door of Shulchan Kederach. If you're going to tell me that the whole din of 24 hours is part of the din of the Veil of Shulchan Lager, which according to the Rabbanon is Shalai Kederach, the Gemara and Agamon Tzachim, Agamon Tzachim Shait Meferish, that Shalai Kederach is not a place to be Bas B'chol. So this undermines the half of your day. This appears in 20 places in your day. This principle, the ask 24-hour question. So what's Pshat? Having a cake and eat it. We tell you that by Bas B'chol, there's no din of Nas Tam of Gam, but everyone knows there's din of Nas Tam of Gam, Bas B'chol. What's the answer, Bessie? Make the question a little sharp. I take meat and milk. I'm just saying, take a steak, put into a pot of milk, turn the fire, cook up a real geshmak of b'schov deraisa, I trace up the kli, and now I use this pot in 48 hours to cook other food. What do you think the result of that other food is, according to the Shulchan Torah?
It would be Masr.
Mamash trick. It's Masr. Absolutely. According to B'yosin Abshad, it should be Masr.
Here you have Basr and Chalav at the same time. In the other scenarios, you have a Flacious Kli or you have a Milchus Kli. It's written in 24 hours. It's not a Basr and Chalav issue.
What do you say? We're all saying it. Let's see if we can say it clearly. Let's see if we can say Mamash Sharp.
There's something inherently already
no good in your second case. You're all describing it. Let's see if we can say it. When you have an Yisr of Bas B'cholov, it's also Shalak Yedarech. Once you've created Bas B'cholov, it tapas blight this is Shalak Yedarech. But the creation of Bas B'cholov has to be done with something which has Tam Basr and Tam Cholov in it. And after 24 hours, that time is not the time of Gam, you can't create Bas B'cholov with anything which is a Tam Pogum. If you have Bas B'cholov and now you want to know, did that Bas B'cholov still continue to cause problems? The answer is yes. But to create Bas Mechol, there's a new din. The creation of Bas Mechol requires Tam Gomer, not Tam Pogum. So we just described what is clearly the answer. We have to explain it better. Why? What is that? Manishtan. What is it? Zab to be honest, I have a based on the Gemara says Chul Daf Kuf Ches. The Gemara Chul has the following shayla. Who wants to know? There's a throwback to my Shabbos Gold Rosh from 2 weeks ago. We all know there's a din called Tam Kikr, right? Tam Kikr basically means I can't see the food anymore. On the other hand, I can taste it. So the Gemara says Tam Kikr, Mishnah says the first Tam Kikr is a problem. The only problem is it's not clear whether it's a din derais or din derabban. So what the din is, a piece of a chaz that falls into my big pot. I take the chazer out, I don't see it anymore. I taste the food, all of a sudden I can taste the chazer. So the mishnah says the favorite should be school, and you're not allowed to eat that pot of food anymore. But it's not clear is that a din derais or din derabban. It's a machlok is that. The Gemara says, well, inside that it's a derais, where does it come from? What's the machlok? But not immediately is a din derais of tam kikur. Where would it possibly come from? The Gemara says, I'll tell you where it comes from. It comes from Bas Mechol, because after all, isn't every Bas Mechol Tam Kikr? If you took steak in a pot of milk, when you take that steak out, can you see the milk? I never tried it, but you can't see the milk. But what can you do? Presumably you can taste the milk. And the terasa did it, right? The terasa did it. Oh, the terasa is there. Sometimes you see from your Tam Kikr is a problem. So one of the possible Mekiris for Tam Kikr Kol Terkos from Bas Mechol. So the Mark quickly says, no, it's a terrible milk. Not a valid milk. You know why? Because Bas Mechol works with its own rules. Bas Mechol is a chiddush haTorah. Because after all, two dvarim mutar, and then the Gemara backs out. Maybe that's not why. For whatever reason, Bas Mechol is a chiddush haTorah. And therefore, it's hard to bring rayas from Bas Mechol. So the Gemara asks the following question. You're going to tell me that Bas Mechol is working with its own rules and it's not based on Tam? So how come that there is, if I have a tremendous, tremendous pot of meat, and one tiny minuscule drop of milk falls in, the Mishnah says it's mutter. And Abraham says, if you can't taste the milk, it's hetzavon. You can eat it lechet chila. Why is that? If you tell me that Bas Mechol is rooted in Tam, that the Torah is telling you that Tam is a consideration in halacha, then I understand why. If there is Tam, it's also, there's no Tam, it's mutter. Once you tell me Bas Mechol is in its own world, there's nothing to do with Tam, so then even without Tam, it should be also. So why is it that if you have just such a minuscule amount of milk in the pot, why is it not a problem? So Gemara says four magic words. Derech Bishol, Asra Torah. Derech Bishol, the Torah describes those Savashol Gadid B'chalavimai. Imagine the recipe you follow. I'm reading a recipe. Put in a tremendous, tremendous pot of meat and put in one drop of milk that no one's going to taste anyway. That's not how you cook. You tend, from my great knowledge of cooking, you put food into the pot, it's going to add a little bit of mashu to the taste of the food. You wouldn't put something in for no reason. So, cold man that you dip beneath the point where the milk is nice and tam, it's not called derech bishul. So, what do you see from this Gemara? That in order to create a chetz of a bas mecholav, it's not enough just to have the ingredients there. It has to meet a recipe. It's got to meet the halachas of a recipe, derech bishul. It's coming to be an answer that he says. When you put spoiled, rotten milk together with meat, that's not the way people cook. A recipe doesn't call for meat with spoiled milk. So even though once you've created Bas Mechol, if you have meat and you have milk and you mix together and you create a Bas Mechol, and then it subsequently spoils, you have a problem. Because once the Issa Bas Mechol is chal, remains Asil and void, because Shalak Ederech is not a potter, it's not a Lashon Achila. But the creation of Bas Mechol is presupposing that it's done Derech Bishul. If it's not done Derech Bishul, then you automatically put. At Khan did Rabbi Yosef. 40 minutes today, a whole week last week, and then his whole mahalach. The bottom line, punchline of Yosef Yosef is, and again, it's deep from Lashon Rama that we saw last week inside, is that Shaloi Kederech and the Baal Shein Ogir are basically identical. You have to touch up all the loose ends, but they're basically identical. Comes the Chavizdas of the Baal HaNesivis, and he says the whole premise Mechila V'Yatzoif is not correct. If you're past the last hour and 40 minutes, says that the Sivis, says the Chazdas, the whole thing is not true. Says they're two different parshas. Like Gamli, two different parshas. One's a din of Shaloi Kederech Achila, one's a din of Nevela Shaloi Kederech, and they have mamash nothing to do with each other. Shaloi Kederech Achila means that there's nothing intrinsically wrong with this meat. it's raw, you'll cook it in 10 minutes from now. It's hot, it'll cool down. You mix something into it that tastes bad, you put something else in to make it taste good again. Anytime there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the meat, that's the sugyum sachakom. That's shaloki dechachila. And then we differentiate. Osmacholov, no. Chazu, yes. Kilo kerem, no. Nevela, yes. That's the sugyum of Nevela. That's the sugyum of shaloki dechachila. There's legamre, a different sugya. That's the sugya of Erizara. That's the sugya of Nevela Shen Religer. Nevela Shen Religer means that the chetz has been so changed that there's nothing in the world, even if you figure out in the laboratory some kunst, that someone will bring it back to life, it's mutter. It's chalon Hashem heter. Chel of Chai is not a chetz from heter. Chel of Chai is a chetz from Machos Asuras. You as a gavra, a potter, if you eat it in such a manner. The village of Leger is a din in the Chetzah. They're two different din, two different souls, two different parishes to God. And therefore, according to Chavzdas, if you have a pot of bas mechalov, you have a pot of food that was just, you had milk and meat all cooked together, and then it sat out in the sun for the next month and it spoiled rotten, so it's pop of the shame bas mechalov on it. It's not called bas mechalov, the same way it's not called the veil, it's not called bas mechalov. I should look at derech is chayah, but then look at derech is only a din when the chefetz is still around, it's just the gavra is doing it in an abnormal fashion. Once there's a shini in the chefetz, it's a different chefetz of the gavra. And it's a chefetz shel heter, and that applies even with bas mechalov and kinek. So if I say, we have boich and yivcha, the chalik is to be doily oilam, from chavis das, and the yes and ibishitz, how do you view the two sugyas? And the sugya in Pesach and the sugya in Avodah identical, that's view of an Ivesich, it's Shibbol Torah, and therefore he's forced to be here with Shimon, which is Shibbol Torah, with the Maisalach, and he's forced to say, Derech Mishlash and Torah, Bas Mechol is different, etc. He had so many lovely loose ends, but he had a Lashon HaRambam that supported him. But you say, well, Meichel's not a Lashon HaRambam, but the loose ends are just too loose. It's so much clatter, so much simpler. Chavaz Das, the two different sugyas in the Gamre. So again, Machlek is the Gedali Oilam, one sugya, two sugyas. Give a little bit of food to think about over the next couple of weeks, which is going to lead into our next sugya. The Gemara gave two examples of the Machal Sasuras where the word Achila doesn't appear. One was Bas Machal, one was Kila Kila. Can anyone give me another one? More down to earth. Where else are you not allowed to eat something but the word Achila doesn't appear?
Yom Kippur.
What would you say about Yom Kippur? Would you say there's a p'tur of Shlok HaDerech in Yom Kippur now? Should it be a p'tur of Shlok HaDerech in Yom Kippur now? Chora doesn't say Achila, right? So it should lend itself to saying it's almost like Bas Mechalov and Kilei Kerem, right? Chora, that's the direction we should go to. But there's a problem. Everyone remembers the Mishnah in Yuma says, we eat rotten food, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, you potter. Is that a stira? Is that not a stira? So, we'll end the shiur a few minutes earlier. I think my wife would be more than happy to get me back into the kitchen. So I'm sure your wife would be happy to get you in the kitchen also. Everyone's a little tired this week. So think about it a little bit. In light of everything we've been talking about, with the recent actions, the Chavaz Das, and Vash Bachav, Kila Kerem, where does Yom Kippur fit into the picture? Hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, future Sugi, we'll try to pick it up from that point. Okay, good. We should have one.
This is a different beast. That's what we're
Okay, good.